Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. One.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Wow. Let me turn down a few things here and there. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Of course, this show is brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic enclosure, 27,000 square feet, with 50 million rounds of ammunition sitting in it, waiting for you. With ammunition coming in, ammunition already there, priced to move. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was taking stock the other day, and I did this the other day in my fill-in capacity, and I just, you know, it's Friday, so let's have a little fun with it. Let's do a new segment, if it'll actually load or anything. There it is. We're going to call this, Hey Liberals, I finally started paying attention to what you're doing, and I got a few problems. Which is not to say that that's been the way it is, or has been. I've been paying a lot of attention to it. You've been paying a lot of attention to it. The problem here is what we got, what we have. What do we have? That's the question. What do we have? If somebody told you in 2008 that Barack Obama would negotiate a deal that he would acknowledge will fund terrorism, you would have called them a conspiracy theorist. Just this past week, he admitted to this. Consider for a moment what we already have. Without this funding, without this $151 billion, whether it's $151 billion or $50 billion or whatever it is, we already have lone wolf attacks happening all over the United States. They're happening all over Europe. And the President of the United States just acknowledged that we're going to fund it. If I had told you in 2008 the Obama administration would preside over the largest hack of personnel records and the families of American soldiers would have Muslim men show up at their homes in the United States to intimidate them, you would have called me a conspiracy theorist. Right now, the FBI is warning of several incidents in the western United States, and one Middle Eastern man got out of the car and approached the wife of a soldier. They informed her that her husband had participated in interrogations of terrorists. She denied it. They insisted he had. Then they got back in their car and drove away. Their car had been seen several times in the neighborhood. If I had told you in 2008 that Obama would publicly release classified details about Israel's nuclear capabilities, you would have thought somebody was a conspiracy theorist. After Israel's Prime Minister vocally criticized the Obama deal with Iran, the United States accidentally released its records of Israel's nuclear program. Iran now knows what weapons Israel has and does not have. The world now knows the extent of Israel's nuclear program. If I had told you in 2008 that Obama would release a traitor who leaked our secrets to the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War, some people would have called me a conspiracy theorist. Pollard is getting released. He's releasing Jonathan Pollard. Pollard was a spy on behalf of Israel. who leaked U.S. classified military material, to Israel. But he also ensured that it got into the hands of the Soviet Union at the time Ronald Reagan was intent on collapsing that particular regime. He was tried and found guilty and thrown in jail. Obama is going to release him. If I told you in 2008 that Obama would lecture Christians on the Crusades and call a growing army of Islamic radicals the junior varsity, you would have thought me a conspiracy theorist. Over and over, Obama has made it his mission to lecture Christians on their history. He's downplayed the rise of ISIS. He has refused to call ISIS Islamic radicals. He has denied they have anything to do with Islam, despite even Middle Eastern scholars admitting ISIS is fundamentally Islamic. If I told you in 2008 that Obama would argue before the Supreme Court that there is no ministerial exception in the First Amendment, you would have thought me a conspiracy theorist. But the Obama administration argued that churches and church-related institutions have no exception for their ministers from the demands of the state. It was a position the Supreme Court rejected 9-0. This put the Obama administration far left of the ACLU. If I had told you in 2008 that the Obama administration would suggest before the Supreme Court that they might take away the tax-exempt status of churches and religious institutions that do not support gay marriage, you'd have thought me a conspiracy theorist. Obama's Solicitor General did that just in the past year. The administration said they would have to look at church tax-exempt status if preachers and churches refuse to perform gay marriages. They will also examine Christian institutions that have tax-exempt status, such as seminaries. For all of you that looked at the gloss, and, you know, primarily that's not my audience, but for all of them that looked at the gloss, these are all wild conspiracy theories that have come true. They've come true despite the one thing that he wants the most, which is to disarm us. This is what we've gotten without him disarming us. This is what we have. This is the new transformed America. Now, I don't want to, necessarily get out there and point somebody out, but the only apolitical person right now running for president on the GOP side is Trump. I don't know what his winnability is, but whatever it is, it's going to take something like that mindset to unwind this. Somebody who's completely above the fray and doesn't look at things and say, well, you can't do that because it's just not done. Under Obama, we did away with the filibuster. Under Obama, the president no longer has to show his records or his transcripts. Obama has transformed the the United States. Looking in the chat room, I don't know why that's in there. I've got something from the Var Wappen blog about the battle comp is bad. Battle comp enterprises should feel bad. I know why Var Wappen doesn't like, or Vrur Wappen, or whatever his name is. I know why he doesn't like battle comp Prussian boar. Do you? I know why. I don't just go to the... When I go online and look at something, I go and look at it and say, I wonder why he feels that way. Then I go find that out. Yep, everybody's got a statement. Obama's made quite the statement, hasn't he? And it's happened while he's... This is the guy that wants to take away your weapons, folks. This is the guy, the government, the mindset that wants to take away your weapons. So, bear this in mind as you're looking at the presidential lineup. For those of you out there that will say, if it's not Rand Paul, I'm not voting for nobody. Guess what you're inviting? Participate. Please participate. Coming up next, how the gun control groups want to endanger the military. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, they have this little philosophy. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. If it's in stock and you look to the left, that means that price is correct, that crazy price. That means you can take advantage of it. Their shipping is about to get faster than it already is, and it's very fast. I know because I'm one of their customers as well as one of their promoters. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the chat room, being asked a question about an article that was published a few years back by a YouTuber known as Boer Wappen, also known as Rick Taylor. Rick Taylor was testing for a company called, well, he was actually testing muzzle devices, and he approached BattleComp. Now, BattleComp costs more than most muzzle devices, and there's a reason for that. They're indestructible. Some of the other muzzle devices out there that have copied and basically stole the design, which is now patented and everything else, they'll come apart. They'll take parts of them down range. Rick Taylor, Verwappen, whatever his name is, on his YouTube channel, he wanted a box of these things to test. You don't need a box of these things to test. BattleComp said they would send him a BattleComp to test it, but he wanted a box of them. So he wanted to give them away. He wanted to give them around. He wanted to be a big man. And they said no. And this has happened time and time again with BattleComp. And whenever they do, people come out and become haters and say, BattleComp isn't this. And BattleComp is exactly what they claim to be. They mitigate recoil. They take the light down a bit. And that's it. That's all they claim to be. They don't claim to be great at any one thing. They claim to be very good at everything they intend to be and indestructible, and that's exactly what they are. So, if you've just found something from 2-3 years ago that Rick Taylor put up there, you notice Rick Taylor's not really around that much anymore. Going to the phones, John in Lebanon, Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
You brought up Obama. First of all, I hope the background noise is okay. I'm in a truck going down.
I don't hear any background noise, so it must be.
Okay. Well, talking about Obama fundamentally changing America, that's what he promised to do. Now, we hear so often he's not kept any of his promises. There's an oath he took that he also kept. The first oath of office in 2008. When he swore to execute, and then Roberts interjected the presidency, and Obama said, execute the office of the president of the United States. So he has destroyed the office of the president, and he has set himself up, whether anyone wants to believe it or not, Obama is the dictator. Obama is the king. And if you need proof of that, I think it was at the G8 a while back, he was talking to a group of men, and he said, I've spoken to my military. Well, presidents don't call the military their military. I've spoken to my military leaders, or the military leaders. Kings call my military, my army, my navy. Obama is unbelievably putting himself in a place of being what the Egyptians called him in 2009, shortly after he took office. I don't know if you're aware of this. They called Obama the new King Tut of the world. They called him the new Pharaoh. And if anyone doubts it, go to YouTube, punch in Obama, new King Tut of the world, and watch the videos of the Egyptians in Cairo selling T-shirts, calling him the new King Tut of the world. I believe that he thinks he's king.
When Obama was elected, he did something that nobody's ever done before. And he even went out there and created a seal for it. He created the office of the president-elect.
Right.
And I knew that there was something wrong with that. He went out and created his own office of the president-elect seal. And I understand how he did it, because he raised an awful lot of money, and I'm pretty sure he didn't spend it all. But, Obama is... And he's been out there recently and said, hey, you know what? I think if I ran for a third term, I could win it.
I told people in 07 before he was elected, this is the president. I told people in 08 when he was elected, and personally, Bill, I don't believe that they're elected. I believe that they're appointed after they're anointed.
Well,
in any case, I believe he's the last president this nation's ever going to have. He's making sounds of, I think if I ran again, I could be elected. I think he's going to stay. And I think the Congress and the Senate and the 666 men and women involved in controlling this nation are going to allow it. 435 in the House, 100 in the Senate, and the remaining in the executive and judicial branches that are appointed. 666 people controlling this nation.
Don't get too involved in the symbolism, okay? Here's what I will tell you. The nation doesn't want any more of him. Even the Democrats understand the damage that he has done to their brand. They can see this with the Senate and with the House. And you and I both look at it and say, well, there's not a big dime's worth of difference between the two. However, there is a slight muzzle on what they want to do. And they're very used to the incrementalism, which they don't get with Obama. Obama's in 100% right away. Boom. He's like a cannonball in the middle of a docile pond. So he's done a lot of damage to their brand. So I'm not really concerned with him staying a third term.
Okay, let's remember what he said shortly after he was elected. What we need, now this is his words, what we need is a civilian military just as well armed, just as well equipped, just as well funded. I believe, Bill, he's been setting up a civilian military, i.e. all of the ammunition that went to every place in this country, and you said, why are they doing it?
Well, we would notice that, though. We would notice that because the logistics behind.
Right.
Well, I am right. If you go around any military town, okay, go around any military town. Go where any military post is. And one thing that military cannot provide for themselves is stuff like food and beverages. They have to get it from out off post. So there's always a constant input of things coming in and out. And it's a symbiotic thing. And I know that sounds very simple to you, but I mean, that's just a fact of the matter. Combatants are 1 in 8. The rest of it is logistics.
I understand. I was in too. I mean.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying. In order for them to have that, somebody surely would have noticed this by now. And if they do have it to any degree, it's not very widespread. I mean, if you take and look at if they number as many as all cops in the United States, state, local, and federal, they're still below a million. And a million people cannot deploy and take over this country. They just can't.
All right.
Stay safe.
I'm just saying.
Keep the shiny side up. I'm running out of time.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. They don't have what it's going to take. They sure don't. Not here. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, what can I say about them? They have the depth of selection in each caliber that they have. Even in some of the oddball characters like 10mm, where they'll have five or six different choices. Go find anybody else out there and just look at the 10mm ammunition. Look at that selection, because one of the reasons I no longer have a 10mm is because I couldn't find ammo for it. It became very impractical for me just to own it. And I really wanted to shoot that thing, you know, and I couldn't find ammo to do it. So Ammunition Depot is a rarity out there. If they're showing it on the website, they have it in stock. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to make an observation, okay? And I don't mean this as a slam against anybody. But we've got to stop operating in fear. We've got to understand our strengths. We've got to embrace our strengths. There is no one presidential administration that can forcefully do anything to us. They can invite the UN. They can invite all the foreign governments. I have played in the pool of coalitions like NATO, and NATO was the U.S., When I was stationed in Germany in the 80s, when there was more field exercises going on with the American Army in Germany than there was with the Bundeswehr. In the United States today, there's between 120 million and 134 million gun owners. How many towns do you think a concentrated force of the jackbooted thugs could roll into before something begins? And how in this world today, with pirate radio stations, with pirated signals, shortwave radio, text messaging, how in this world today would they stop that information from getting out? How would that happen? It would not happen. It can't happen. Anything, and even the one thing they might possibly do to keep electronic transmissions from getting out is a giveaway, which would be the EMP. That's a dead giveaway. EMP pops over me? Okay. Out comes all of my non-electronic toys that launch lead. Because there's a reason for that happening. And then I know anything that they do to try to cover up what they're doing is a giveaway. Now, Obama is a socialist, no doubt about it. He's a communist. He is Islamic. They changed the oath of allegiance for people that are Muslim coming into the country and becoming naturalized to where they don't have to swear allegiance to the United States to defend it or to take up arms against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That way they can, stay out of the way of their Islamic brethren. They can just watch and grin about it. That's the beauty of Islam, you see. You can sit there and be joking with somebody 1 minute and then slit their throat the next. That's what Obama's done. That's what he has brought to our door. And we did it. We did it. I have never been on a voting day anywhere where I sit there all day long waiting my turn to vote. Do you know why? Because turnout is abysmal. There's so many people not participating. As soon as everybody participates 100% and I watch everybody vote 100%, and don't get me wrong, I know voter fraud occurs. There is no way in parts of Pennsylvania that nobody voted for Mitt Romney. There is no way that not one person voted for Mitt Romney. There is no way. Statistically, there is no way. But until the day that I get out there and I see the evidence that there's been, 80, 90% participation, and still for some reason everybody's looking around going, I didn't vote for him, I didn't vote for him, and there's a guy that won the election on that day, okay. But until that day comes when we've got 30-some-odd percent turning out, please, please wake up. There's some things that I am completely cognizant of the difference that, or the lack of difference in Congress with the Republicans being in charge versus the Democrats being in charge. I'm also completely aware, Richard Nixon damaged the Republicans. I'm not just talking about the internet there, 1776. I'm talking about the whole shebang. But no, I don't have faith in any one mechanism. I have faith in people. Regular people. I think regular people will find a way. But anyway, when Richard Nixon damaged the Republican brand, the Republicans stepped up. Back then in the 70s, this was a thing to do. And they said, you got to quit. Now, the Democrats are not going to go against anybody named Clinton or Obama for some reason. And because they've been coronated for some reason, or at least Bill has. But Obama has damaged them in a way that is unbelievable as far as electorally. And what needs to happen here, and look at Colorado. Look at Colorado. All kinds of money poured into Colorado and grassroots won. Here in South Carolina, a guy named Jim Spratt, 28 years in the House of Representatives, beat by a guy named Mick Mulvaney, who had a bunch of Americans for Prosperity people going and knocking on doors. Didn't have any money, but in his district, in that place where he was out there. Now I'm getting Al Gore most popular votes when he lost. Everybody needs to participate, and if you want to get rid of that Electoral College thing, go right ahead. The reason the Electoral College was put in place was so that states with big population centers, which is what we all decry, states with big population centers like Manhattan, like Los Angeles and everything else, can't run the country. So I've got people listening to me right now. They're just got to find a black helicopter behind every bush. That's okay, cool. I got you. I don't get it. So I guess, and that's fine. You know, what I have is my opinion is mine, and everybody's welcome to their own. And I just don't understand why anybody would want to walk around. If you really believe that this country can be taken down by this government, I don't understand why anybody even participates in doing anything if you think that's what's coming. I certainly don't understand why you would complain about it. So, all that notwithstanding. All that notwithstanding. Try to take a very jaundiced, look at it upon things with a very jaundiced eye. Because I can guarantee you that if Obama could do some of the stuff he really, truly wants to do, if he could pull it off right now, he'd be doing it. He would be doing it. We got a really good look at him in April of 2013 when the expanded background check bill went down in flames. We saw him for what he is, the petulant child who did not get his way in the Rose Garden. Do you think if he could have forced that, he would have forced it? And yet he didn't force it. Why didn't he force it? Why didn't he do it somehow with an executive order? Well, because there's only so far he can go at one time. We've become used to this incremental glacial creep that we don't notice. And then we have nice little distractions like the Confederate flag distraction while he was getting trade authority, free trade authority, fast track. He got that. He's laughing all the way to the bank. He couldn't care less if the Confederate flag flies. That's not an issue to him. That's not an issue to him. While he's changing the Pledge of Allegiance, he's out there and the Supreme Court says there's gay marriage and they're out there doing things about gay marriage, but at the same time, Islam has free hand in your country right now today to do whatever they want. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, go to AmmunitionDepot.com and just search 9mm, which is my caliber, and look at how many choices there are. 42 different calibers to choose from, not including the shotgun shells. And they, in the shotgun shells, they carry the Dragon's Breath, which is one of the craziest rounds I've ever seen in my life. They carry that. All with some of the craziest pricing you've ever seen in your life. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, there's a, out of New York, there was a Saturday edition of the New York Times, and there was an opinion piece written by representative from something called the Metro Industrial Areas Foundation, described as a group aimed at building power for social change. And they encouraged President Obama to inject gun control politics into federal firearms acquisition procedure. More specifically, which tells you exactly how much they know about what the government does and how often they buy guns. They want the president to exercise the federal government's purchasing power to reward firearms manufacturers that acquiesce to voluntary gun control measures in its dealing with civilian gun owners and punish those that refuse to curb the rights of American gun owners. So what they really want them to do is they want certain companies to get out there and say, no, we won't sell this to you, civilians. Couple problems with that. One, right now the military is in drawdown. They're giving equipment away. They're giving equipment away. They're giving away old Vietnam-era world or M16s by the pallet load. They don't need to buy anything. Two, governments operate, especially this kind of on this kind of procurement, unless they put out a bid solicitation. They operate most of the time on contracts. Somebody gets out there and bids, like the modular, what is it, the MHS, the modular handgun search or whatever they're doing right now. They're putting out bids and there's testing going on, and it's a very long process. But then when they narrow it down to that one choice, most of the time it's one vendor. As an example, the M4 M16 contract, the majority of those coming to them today, they're new, are from FN. Used to be Colt. You know, notice that Colt went the way. Colt's dying. They're withering on the vine because they decided the civilian market didn't mean as much to them when they had this lucrative government contract. And they didn't increase their production capability to where they could take care of the civilian market. They kept it exactly where it was so they could take care of the government contract. Civilian market moved on. Revolvers? Well, you know, who's out there? I mean, Smith & Wesson is out there. Chiapa's picking up steam. Taurus has got a decent segment of it. I mean, so all of these counterclockwise turning Colt revolvers have gone the way of the dodo bird. Likewise, the AR-15s, that's, you know, they're not really a player in that. And there's more really good AR-15 companies than anybody else in the United States today. So, 1911s, which was their bread and butter. You know, some of the Kimber probably eats their lunch now. Springfield probably eats their lunch. SIG eats their lunch. Smith & Wesson eats their lunch. Because everybody makes a really good 1911 now. So, they've already pretty much got that. With the exception of FN. FN is a gigantic worldwide corporation. And they have a pretty robust ecosystem, although there's not a lot of people that like their FN pistols for some reason. I've never shot one, so I don't know how good they are. But the first found organization that the Metro guys would like to foist their gun control experiment on is the Army. And like I said, that's going nowhere. That's going to go nowhere. I'll give you an example. And this wasn't even about gun manufacturing. What was it? 2013, maybe. It was 2013. With the Jerry Tsai incident at Recoil Magazine, where he pointed out that there was a gun made by H&K that they did not intend to be with the civilian market. And he quoted the literature. That's all he did. He didn't think twice about it. He didn't think, well, I'm a gun guy. So because really, truly, every gun that's out there today is in the hands of civilians by one way or another. I mean, even the fully automatic pieces, I mean, there's people that own M60s. Fully automatic M60s, they jump through the hoops. So every gun that's out there ends up in American civilian hands one way or the other. Maybe not in overabundance or anything, but they do. So that was a stupid statement to make or to quote. Recoil overnight lost 80% of their advertising. And they were floundering. They had to fire everybody in charge. They had to fire everybody that was a writer or an editor. They had to fire everybody that was in that chain in the overall magazine company. They had to bring in Ian Harrison to become the editor. And he has slowly dragged them back. And, I mean, it's been a slog. Now, with a gun company that would get out there and say, all right, American government, we'll go ahead and do exactly what you want. We'll stop selling to civilians. Dear civilians that we've supported our entire time, we will no longer be selling to you because we want that sure sale. Anybody that's in business understands that nothing lasts forever. Just ask Colt. Do you think that Colt ever thought that there would be another manufacturer of the M16 AR-15 platform besides Colt? No, sorry. Besides, Armalite got in there first. That just doesn't work that way. The group states the Pentagon is in the process of selecting the provider of handguns for the United States Army. It should require all bidders to provide detailed information about their gun safety technologies and distribution practices in the civilian market. No response, no contract. Okay. That will affect one company. And if it's the Daytonics handgun that a lot of people are thinking it's going to be, they will farm out they'll farm out the manufacturer because they can't do it themselves. They just can't do it themselves. The writers neglect to mention in their little article that the firearms industry, from manufacturer to distributor to dealer and to purchaser, is highly regulated and overseen by a massive bureaucracy. So by law, dealers are already required to sell guns responsibly. Dealer sales include an FBI-conducted NICS background check, which is worthless, and stringent record-keeping requirements, which are onerous. Their further nebulous demands are imposed on dealers. If they were, they would encourage sellers to profile potential buyers, inviting discriminatory outcomes. Sort of like the 4473 now. Sort of like the 4473 now, where you have to indicate whether or not you're Caucasian. I don't get it. So, Under the group's plan, in order to compete for federal contracts, manufacturers would be required to fund unprofitable smart gun technology, only sell through dealers that will not complete a sale following a delayed NICS check that extends past the 3-day safety valve provision, which is actually a gun ban for the significant number of persons wrongfully delayed each year. How do you fund all that? How does that work? Smart gun technology is vapor. Smart gun technology is vaporware. It is undoable currently. With today's technology, it is undoable. You got to have too much stuff to go with it in order for it to work. This has been tried before. In 2000, the Clinton administration attempted to coerce gun manufacturers into supporting a raft of gun control proposals with the promise that the administration would steer federal and local government contracts their way. When they were speaking with the L.A. Times, the general counsel for one major firearms manufacturer recalled an unsavory interaction with the previous Department of Housing and Urban Development secretary and now governor of New York, Cuomo. Cuomo asked the attorney how many guns the manufacturer sold to police departments, and according to the counsel, he made it fairly clear that we wouldn't have that business if we didn't sign on to the agreement. So, you know, how far do I think this goes? It's pretty stupid. It's a waste of their time. But that's cool because I like it when they waste their time. Because they, you know, it's not practical. It's not a practical way to go. It is not a practical way to go. We're about to charge into hour number two, and when we get back, you know, when you have a bunch of nincompoops in charge of your city, state, whatever it is, lawlessness is going to run wild. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.